And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. It's another edition of Tell Al Tuesday. I've asked Vivian to join me. Now, you've never heard Vivian's voice before, but I have. I have met her at a Lifestyles Unlimited event. I'm convinced of it. And when I heard her voice before we started doing this radio show, it resonated in the back of my mind that I recognized that voice. And I was just, I'm absolutely convinced that I've met her. Now, why am I so caught up on this concept of I've met my guest and I'm just wrapped around the axle about figuring this thing out as to whether or not I've actually met her? Here's why it's important to me. When I meet somebody, the first thing that occurs to me is that I have met somebody. I mean, I'm just being real with you. The second thing that occurs to me is that there's something about the individual, something about the way they look, something about the way they talk, something about their mannerisms, something that resonates with me. Things like names don't stick with me, but personality traits do. And I recognize those personality traits and I apply them to the individuals that I've met. Now, as we were doing the pre-show and Vivian came on to the network, I recognized her voice. And it's dawning on me now that I'm pretty sure that I've met Vivian at some of our Lifestyles Unlimited events. Now, she's pretty active in the community, and we're going to get into that. We're going to talk about why being active in the community is very important to your success as a real estate investor. But more importantly, she has harnessed the concept of networking. She has figured it out. She has dialed it in. She is making it work for her. And I think there's some things that she can share with you on today's show that will help you if you struggle with networking. Now, there's something else about Vivian that stands out, and it's her job. It's what she does for a living. She's an occupational therapist. Now, amongst the thousands of different jobs that are out there, for whatever reason, occupational therapy sticks in the back of my mind. And whenever I meet somebody who's an occupational therapist, that seems to be one of those little trigger points. So now I've got two things in my mind that's notifying my brain that I have met her before, but I still can't put a face to the name or a name to the face. So what I have now is I have a radio medium. I have the ability to converse with her, and we're going to converse with her for the next hour, and you're going to find out some things about Vivian that are going to be important for you to understand. Because here's let me just tell you the one thing that struck me about Vivian that I think you need to know. It's the reason she joined Lifestyles Unlimited. She joined because she needed guidance and support as she began her journey as a real estate investor. So let's stop right there. Let's bring Vivian onto the show, because what I want to figure out is how does an occupational therapist get a desire to invest in real estate and then along the way understand the need for education, mentoring, training, all those things that would make you a better real estate investor. So Vivian, welcome to the show. It is so nice to have you. How are you doing today, by the way?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing really good. See, now that voice is kicking in my head, and I'm trying to put the face to the name. Are you having the same difficulty, or do you know who I am?
Yeah, me too. We're gonna have to meet each other again at another event so we can get this, you know, so we can figure it out.
We got to get this sorted out, because I got to know what you look like. You got to know what I look like. Now, here's the beautiful thing. I have a face for radio. So when you go to a Lifestyles Unlimited event, look for people that should be on the radio, and you're probably going to find me. there was a hidden joke in there, and I'm not sure you got it, but I was laughing anyway.
I don't know if I got it.
Okay, face for radio. In other words, radio is a faceless medium. So it doesn't matter what you look like when you're on radio.
Right.
It's, nobody cares what you look like.
Right. And you know what I've noticed? Like, people sometimes, like, I'm not good with names. I mean, I just forget names, but, you know, I'm good with faces. And I've noticed that somebody could be walking and they're like, I know that voice. I know that voice. And they'll turn around and they know immediately it's me. So maybe it's my voice that they remember.
You do have a distinctive voice. It is a very, very noticeable voice. It's a very pleasant voice. It's a
Thank
voice
you.
That I recognize. And that may be the third thing that I'm honing in on. I'm convinced we have met. I'm just 100% convinced.
I'm convinced too. So we'll see.
Okay. So this whole diatribe about talking about whether we've met, whether we've not met, et cetera, mm-hmm. is mm-hmm. two members of the Lifestyles Unlimited community that are kind of going about their business, doing what they do. Now, I retired myself in, 2019, doing what Lifestyles Unlimited taught me how to do. Mm-hmm. Are you retired now, or are you currently working on a retirement plan?
I'm currently working on a retirement. I'm part-time at work at the hospital, and I'm still, you know, I was a challenge member. Now I'm a pig member now. So, yeah. Just working on that retirement plan. Yeah.
You ready for like a level 5 kind of question?
I'm ready. Bring it on.
Mm-hmm. How difficult is it as a healthcare provider to earn your educational credentials?
I don't want to go through that again.
Why not?
Do you like that?
What was so bad about it?
Well, it was hard. I mean, you're talking about the education part. I thought I could work a part-time job and go to school. There's no way. You had presentations every week, almost every other week. You had assignments. All your time was in just schooling all the time. So it was just a lot. And I commuted back and forth to Galveston where I went to school, and it was a 45-minute drive for me. To get to class at 8:00. So, yeah.
So what?
It was a lot.
Why did you do all that? What was the point?
What was the point of what? I didn't want to live on the island. I wanted to live in Pearland at that time when I lived in Pearland. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it was a decision that you made that would impact your life. You would go to school, get an education, get a better job than you currently had. Was that the game plan? Okay.
Yeah.
So you kind of did what everybody else does. Everybody realizes they're in a current situation. They're either satisfied with it or they're not satisfied mm-hmm. with it. If they're not satisfied, they go out and they do something about it. You apparently were not satisfied with your situation. So you did mm-hmm. something about it, and you used education as the catalyst to get you mm-hmm. to the next level.
Right.
You got to the next level, right?
Right. Yes.
Okay. So you're currently working as a healthcare professional. Mm-hmm. You're making better money than you were making in the previous job. And mm-hmm. was there a problem? Was there an income problem? Was there a retirement problem? Was there a new problem that showed up?
I would say that I always kind of, in the back of my mind, I said, you know what? I like real estate. I've always kind of liked it. But then what made me really shift was, you know, being laid off during COVID when I was on a travel assignment. And, you know, I stayed there for a while, worked in Oregon. And I said, you know what? Why am I still, you know, no job is secure. I've never even thought any job was secure. I just said, I like my job, but I don't want to be totally dependent on this bringing in the money. I need to look towards something else. So that really kind of really changed my mindset. Like, I should have been doing this, getting into real estate a long time ago. So that's where I'm at. Yeah, because I don't think it doesn't matter if you're whatever profession you are. They could lay you off or the job can go away tomorrow. So, I think you should have other streams of income. You may like your job, wonderful, but you still need to have other streams of income coming in just in case.
Had you ever been laid off prior to that event in COVID?
No, I never was. And then boom, they needed me back again because, you know, everybody was locked up in their house in Oregon where I was. And nobody wanted you to come by because they all thought COVID's everywhere. So they just laid a bunch of us off. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that was your rude awakening. That was the thing that got your attention. Okay. So that created the catalyst for wanting to get involved with real estate. So what is it about real estate that really just caught your attention? What made you think that was the path you should follow?
Well, I thought the stock market is up and down, and nothing wrong with the stock market, but it's up and down. I kind of don't know the 401k and IRA. I mean, it's kind of connected to the stock market, so you never know. And so I just thought real estate, after reading all these books, it seems like the people that had this wealth, a lot of their portfolio was in real estate. So I thought everyone needs a place to stay. Everywhere you drive, there's a house. So that is something you can look at, and it's there. And I don't think the stock market can take your house away. I mean, you still need to live in the house. It's a rental. So that's where I was thinking. Real estate is that vehicle that I think can create passive income. So while you're sleeping, you're still getting money in your, you know, it's still coming your way.
So let me ask you a question. How did you find out about Lifestyles Unlimited? I mean, how did Lifestyles Unlimited come into your life?
Well, two ways. I mean, well, not two ways. What kind of, I'm going to say back when I was doing, because I joined, okay, I'm a street skater, inline skater. So I've been skating for years, and I skate with a group around Houston, and we just skate the streets at night two times a week. And you can bike it, skate it, whatever you have on wheels. So there is this guy in the group. He's one of the, he's 84. And he's like, to us, like an icon because he's the oldest one in the group. And he keeps up with all of us. Skate, he used to skate. And it stopped skating in his 70s. But he talked about, this is years ago when I didn't know, what is this older guy talking about? He mentioned Lifestyles. But back then I was like so into my job and everything else. I really kind of didn't. I said, Chuck, what are you talking about? And then fast forward to today when I posted something on Facebook about marketing in real estate. One of the members, which is a physical therapist that I work with in another facility, she said, well, what are you doing? And I said, I'm marketing. Well, why do you need to do that? And I said, well, why not? That's what they teach us to do. That was another group I joined that teaches you about marketing and finding distressed homeowners so that you can, you know, buy their house or whatever. So then she started telling me about Lifestyles. And I said, Lifestyles, what is the so then that's when I started doing some digging and getting into that. And I said, maybe this is what Chuck was talking about years ago. And one thing that gets me about Chuck today, I see him. He came out biking a couple months ago. I haven't seen him in a while. And I said, Chuck, I joined Lifestyles. Is that what you were talking about years ago? Yeah. I'm like, oh, so tell me, what are you doing? He said, I own one multifamily property out of state. I think it's in between somewhere between a 16, 23 unit, somewhere around there. And Chuck has been retired for years. Like, he's been doing well. And I'm like, well, is that the only thing you got? It's been doing well for me. I'm retired. I'm good.
Sounds like you cracked the code. All right, when we come back from the break, we're going to get back into it with Vivian. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon. I'm joined by Vivian. Together, we are working on your financial freedom. And you're trying to figure out how Vivian is helping you understand how to become a real estate investor. Well, we're about to get into a conversation that I think is going to open up your horizons. It's going to give you an opportunity to understand more about what Vivian's about, what she's doing as a real estate investor, and more importantly, why the education associated with being a real estate investor is so darn important. So Vivian, earlier in the show, I was asking you about, you know, going to school and taking your occupational mm-hmm. therapy courses. And if I recall mm-hmm. correctly, you pretty much surmised that it was a very, very difficult, time-consuming mm-hmm. period of your life. Mm-hmm. You had to be like right. fully immersed in it. And that was your life while you were going through that educational program, correct?
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you just started an educational program with Lifestyles Unlimited, the Preferred Investor Group educational
right.
program. Is it the same? Are you feeling that you're in the same kind of educational box, or are you feeling the box is a little different?
I think the box is different. Yeah,
how's that?
I think the box is different. It's more enlightening. It's I feel like I'm getting as a investor, I'm personal growth that I didn't really think I got. In school, it was like this box you had to stay in. It's like, stay within the box. This is what you need to learn. This is the way you're supposed to learn it. But with this, it's more life, more common sense type money and budgeting and, not, you know, the accounting and, you know, just everyday stuff that maybe it's good to know for your growth as a business owner. And I think being a business owner, I think I'm a business owner because I'm an investor and I buy properties, is more growth than I ever got going to school.
Yeah, I absolutely agree that you're a business owner, because I'm looking at your portfolio of properties, and you do own multiple businesses. You've got a duplex, you've got multiple single family properties, and now you're considering investing in multifamily. So you went through the educational process with Lifestyles Unlimited regarding the single family. Now you're doing the multifamily side. So What's your experience been with the educational program so far? Is it been hurry up and get ready for a test, or has it been something that has been almost like they're talking directly to you?
I think they're talking directly to me. You could take your time and do it. It's not, you know, it's not like it's rushed that you have to, there's a deadline or a test or a presentation you have to make. It's just at your own pace. And it's refreshing, you know, because I can do it at my own time. And, you know, it's very enlightening, you know, and it's an aha moment when I start looking at this education and taking the classes and the videos. And maybe when I go to a road trip, whether it's multifamily or single family, I can talk to other people about it. I wasn't sure if I want to get into passive. I might want to get into passive, but I've been talking to a lot of people that are in passive deals. So I'm getting, you know, a real type of education, just going out and talking to people as well and looking at the videos and all that. Yeah.
So really, the Lifestyles Unlimited community is your holistic educational
exactly.
platform. So it's not just the formal education. It's all the other things that you're doing as part of being a member.
Right. Exactly.
So talk to me about networking. Are you somebody that's a natural networker? In other words, can you go into a room and work the room? Or are you somebody that goes into a room and like panics?
Well, I got to say this. I mean, I tell people and they don't believe me that I have a shy side, but they don't believe me. You shy? On what earth? What planet Earth are you shy? I said, I have a shy side. Maybe you don't see it, but I like going out. I'm a people person. So I like going into doing groups. Like, for example, I've joined several hiking groups or kayaking groups or rock climbing groups or that kind of stuff, skating, biking groups, like road bike, like riding a bike. And I like to be around people and talk to people. So maybe that's where I guess that shy side doesn't come in. I'm a people person. So I find that I've been told by another Lifestyles member that, man, you got the networking thing down. And I'm like, I don't know about that. I just like to be around people. And so when I go to another road trip, not that I've been to all of them, most of them I have, I go to a single family for sure. But I always learn something new or talk to a different person and just learn something new. So I find that amazing. Because I'm always going to pick up something that I may have missed or didn't know last time.
Yeah, what I find amazing about the educational environment that you and I both operate within is that it's an ongoing environment. It is always ready to teach you something, whether you're ready to receive it or not. It's always right. Ready to give you that lesson, right?
Right.
So.
Right.
So when you go to meetup events or you go to road trips or other networking events, are there certain things that you're trying to accomplish while you're there?
I want to learn, pick up something new. And then also I'm trying to force myself to meet someone new because sometimes I'll go to an event and I'll see people I know and I tend to gravitate towards those people that I know. And I like to just meet new people. And then I end up introducing them to the people that I know already. And they're like, well, somebody told me the other day, man, because of you, you've introduced me to like three other people I didn't know. So maybe I might be okay doing something like that. I mean, I meet people, I introduce them to people I know already. So I never go to a networking thing with too much of a goal. I just go there to learn something and to meet people and to talk to people, because I feel like when you network, because let me give you an example. That skating group that I belong to, it's a network. It's a community of people. And I've been part of that group for over 15 years. When I had issues with my house, like if I needed some work done, I always had a group that I knew someone, like I needed a new AC. My AC went out in my house. I knew somebody in the group. I knew a contractor in the group. And I said, hey, my AC went out. Do you know somebody? Oh, yeah, I know an AC person. So it's like really nice to be part of a community because you always know someone that knows somebody who knows somebody. And they can help you. Oh, this is the plumber I recommend. Or this is the AC. If you get an AC, make sure you get this kind. So I think that's the power of being in a network, because you're going to need something and you're going to remember that you met somebody. You can always call them and say, hey, well, who do you recommend? What is your advice? And then you got that contact.
Based on what your experiences are right now as a real estate investor, somebody that owns businesses, what is the most important thing to do first? Is it to educate yourself or is it to go out and network yourself? What is the most important thing to do?
I would say educate yourself. Well, because if you go out and just network with people, that person you're networking with may not be that educated. And I mean, they may be saying something that may not be.
And you may not know that. So they may be giving you bad information, but because you're not educated, you can't recognize it as bad information. So you're running with bad information, thinking it's good. You just described my real estate investing strategy for my first 20 years.
Really?
You didn't know that, did you? Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I was taking bad information from people that I respected, that I trusted. I was living out on the West Coast, And, you know, the real estate's a little different out there. It's all about buy something, hold on to it, and try not to lose it, and then try and make money off of appreciation. So that was the methodology that I was following. And as you know, when we become Lifestyles Unlimited members, they teach us a completely different platform about how to invest. A platform that makes a whole lot more sense, doesn't it?
Right, right. And, you know, I mean, I used to be a Dave Ramsey follower. I mean, back years ago, I was following Dave Ramsey. And I remember, I'll never forget what he said, don't take advice from broke people. I mean, there are people that may not have properties, or they may not have, and you're taking advice from them. So I think it's better to just go get educated. And then a mentor, if you have a mentor, at least your mentor has got several properties. They know what they're talking about. So, or find a person that's doing what you want to do and get mentored by them. Yeah.
So on that, the topic of mentors, do you have a mentor that you work with?
Yeah, within Lifestyles, yeah. When I need them, yeah, I call them. And it's nice to know that I can call them anytime or email them anytime when I have a question. Yeah.
Who did you choose to work with?
You know what? At first, I started out with one, and now I talk to all. Well, there used to be three. Now there's two in Houston. But I guess you can talk to any of them, I guess, that are even the national one. So I talked to Doug and Sorrell. And him.
Oh, those guys are sharp.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are.
So what do you get out of having a conversation with Doug or Sorrell? I mean, what is it that they bring to the table that you don't have available to you on your own?
Well, a little bit of clarity. If I have a question about issue with something that I wanted to, an example would be, I had a question about one of my tenants put a trampoline in the backyard, and clearly it says in the lease, no trampolines. So I was emailing Doug on how do I handle that situation? You know, and he just gave me a straightforward way of, well, enforce the lease, just let him know. And then I went to a road trip, the last one, and one of the lawyers, he's really good with, he's like the eviction attorney or landlord attorney of Houston. And I stopped him before he gave his presentation, and I said, wow, going on a road trip, you can talk to these people. And I said, hey, you know, Ernie, can you give me some advice? My tenant put, a trampoline in the backyard, and it's a lease violation. What's the best way to go about that? And he started telling me, and then he said, watch my video. And I'm like, okay. So I did, and I went and checked the other day, and the trampoline is off the property.
It's gone?
It's gone. They took it down.
You know, I remember you posting that. So you did get a resolution on that. And what did you ultimately do to cause the resident to remove the trampoline?
Well, I sent an email and I said, okay, I don't know if that's enough. So that's why I was like, when I went to the road trip, I talked to the lawyer and he's like one of the supposedly good eviction landlord attorneys, and he's got a lot of videos on YouTube. And I said, hey, by any chance, do you have any advice about, you know, did I handle this right about someone putting a trampoline in there? He said, several forms of communication, send a mail, send an email, send a text, several forms of communication. That's when I started sending mail. And once I sent the email, it started coming down. But when I sent the mail, and then I went over to check the other day, it was down. So the several forms of communication is the best way. That's what he was saying. Mm-hmm.
So in the letter that you wrote them, did you tell them, hey, you're not supposed to have a trampoline, you need to make that go away, you're bad people?
You know what? My realtor had told me, the one that helped me find the tenant, I called her, and she says, well, Vivian, you know there's a trampoline liability insurance. And I'm like, what, trampoline? Like, why don't you tell him to get that? So then I asked the lawyer about that on the road trip. He said, eliminate the problem. No.
Yeah.
No liability. Eliminate the problem. So you don't want the trampoline there in the first place. Eliminate that liability. And I said, okay. So then I sent him a letter saying, you know, and just enforcing the lease and letting them know, you know. Yeah.
So just a simple letter saying, hey, you know, in accordance with the lease, trampolines are not authorized.
Yes,
I mean,
exactly.
as simple as that.
We don't want any. Yeah, we don't want anyone to get hurt or anything like that. And that's a yeah. And I kind of use ChatGPT to help me write a letter.
There's nothing wrong with using ChatGPT. And at the end of the day, you're operating a business. You're using a tool. And the key thing was you had to limit the liability exposure you had on a property.
Right.
And the beautiful thing is you got all the information you needed about how to get that done just based off the fact you know how to network. And I think that's amazing.
Oh,
It didn't cost, cost you, a dime to get that information.
Exactly. And you know what's so funny? I used to be kind of scared. I'm not going to lie. I used to be kind of scared to walk up to anybody that I didn't know especially if I go on a road trip, I'm like, oh, I don't know. Should I talk to the, now it's like, you know, I got a little bit more confidence to just go up and bother the lawyer or bother whoever, you know, and just say, hey, I have a question. So now it's like natural to just go up to people. 'Cause at first I'd be, okay, let me go over to people I know. Now I'm trying to get over that and just really go and talk to people I don't know. Talk to the lawyer, talk to the whoever. So, yeah.
I think that's the correct way to do it. That's the way I had to learn how to do it, because I used to do the same thing you are talking about. I used to gravitate to the people I know, because that's our comfort level, right? And the one lesson we have to learn about networking, if we're going to be good at it, is we have to get out of our comfort level, right?
Right.
And how difficult is it for you to do that now? I mean, it sounds like it's like plug and play for you.
Well, it's not as hard as it used to be. It's like the case study thing I was like, oh my God, when I get in front of people, I don't want all eyes on me. Then I get all like, I can't talk anymore. I get nervous. But you know what? I found out when the mentor is, he's like, oh, don't worry about it. I'll ask you questions. There'll be slides. And then one of my friends and lifestyles was taking pictures, and I said, oh my God, I'm going to be so nervous. I started out nervous, and then I walked up there. And then when you start talking about things that you've done, like I actually did this rehab, I can speak about it. So, I mean, you're not going to be, I don't think you're going to be too nervous when you know you've gone through this experience. You can talk about it now. So I feel like the confidence comes with you've been through it. So you can talk about it with confidence. So that's where, and then you just don't get nervous because you're like, oh, I've done this. I'm doing it. I can talk about it. So when I saw the pictures, my friend taking all the pictures, I'm like, oh, gosh, I felt nervous, but not too nervous, but I don't look nervous. You know, so when I saw the pictures, so it's not too bad. When you've gone through the experience, you can speak about it. And that's where I guess the confidence comes in.
Yeah, because you're basically living your life from a position of power, because you've developed that power and you've developed the understanding. You've gone through the process and you've made it to the other side and realized it wasn't as bad as you thought it was going to be, huh?
Exactly. Exactly.
And that makes you want to go out and do it again, huh?
Yeah. I don't know if I'm in front of people, but yeah, I'll do it again. If I'll give back. I'm giving back, so I got to do it.
Because that case study you presented at, that was an opportunity for you to share with other people the successes that you yourself had achieved. And also, you helped educate other people because you showed them how you did it.
Right. And I felt like, gosh, at the end of the case study, people were coming up to me asking questions. And I'm like, you know, and they're like, you actually did really well. And I'm like, really? Okay. You know, like, because when you're up there, you're like, I don't know, am I doing okay? Am I stumbling? You know, but I think it's that little voice in your head, you know, just saying, oh, you can't do it. Well, gosh, you know, just do it. Just do it. Things that you're scared of, I think it's better to do something scared, because then you get over it.
I agree with you. Hey, Vivian, we're at the end of the show. I want to thank you for being on the show. I think people learned a lot from you. And if you want to do what we're doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com. Sign up for a free workshop and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.